We've all faced that problem. What gift to choose? Someone's birthday is coming up, an event, or you know, Christmas likes to sneak up on us at least once a year. Or do you find yourself just a bit bored at home and need something more exciting to do? Well, we have the solution. Wooden puzzles from Unidragon. Oh yes, and people love Unidragon puzzles. Each puzzle piece has its own unique shape, and it's something that both adults and children can enjoy. Each puzzle is packed in a premium wooden gift box with new puzzles released every month, and they're all very vibrant and stunning. So rather than get someone just a boring gift card that seems a little too impersonal, why not grab a wooden puzzle from Unidragon? You can check them out at unidragon.com, and for our listeners, you can get 10% off your order with the promo code SUPER10 on checkout. So head to unidragon.com, and the info is also in the show notes. So why not find that perfect gift or boredom buster right now?
Following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Sunday.
Dear Edison.
The story of that famous Christmas letter.
Is there a Santa Claus?
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Sunday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service 2B at 2BTV.com and find a random film to do an audio commentary on. This is episode 40, and we are the number one 2B-related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. I am your host, of course, Bede, the terrible Aussie. And with me, as always, are my two co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello. Look, I would be better, but I'm a bit mad at our Canadian co-host at the moment. But
me?
Bede, tell Batch he's a jerk.
Batch, Marcy wanted me to tell you that you're a jerk.
Bede, tell Marcy I respect her.
But
we're just gonna do a whole podcast that way, yeah. Because that is.
However, I'm gonna be like, Marcy, Batch wanted me to tell you he has no respect for you. I'm gonna instigate it and make it worse as the go between the both of you.
That is champion 2021 Achievement Award champion, Batch. Thank you.
Yes. However, though, nope. And of course, the Canadian Marcy proportion.
Marcy may be protesting. But...
Yes. Yes, I am. I reached 20,000 before anyone did.
On Double Dragon. Double Dragon.
Oh, well, I did get some achievements on Double Dragon. But look, I'm very proud of my achievement.
This is another podcast. This is another podcast on another network conversation. Exactly. We're here to watch some Tubi because, if I'm understand this correctly, it's Bronson Month.
Exactly, yes. And before we get to what month it is, you already brought it up, but we have to introduce you, Batch. Of course, the one and only Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Good day. So fired up I am right now.
Indeed, yes. You're almost as fired up as Charles Bronson when someone kills his family and he has to go shoot people, which, of course, is the theme for, it is November, we're now out of the Halloween season, which is very sad, of course, but now we're going to a new theme this month. It won't be like every month will be a new theme. Some will just be, you know, we can just pick whatever we want month, or certain months will have a specific theme. But we figured, since we've been making a lot of references to Charles Bronson a lot lately the last few episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, we've decided to make November Charles Bronson month. So the three of us will pick three movies or that star or at least have some kind of affiliation with Charles Bronson in them. And
now
and
we should have a sound effect ready. So anytime anyone says like Bronson month, it's the sound of a gunshot afterwards.
Yes. And of course, like our poll, our Patreon picks poll will just be our standard normal poll. So this will be Matt's poll this month. So we'll get
you're afraid.
So we don't know what picks Batch has in mind for those, but we're terrified, so we'll just have to wait and see. However, though, what makes this episode also very special is we have a very special guest on this episode.
We do, actually.
Now, indeed. And since the last few times we've recorded, Mrs. Batch, Kirsten, has been on our show. She's been on twice already. So we figured it's about time that Mr. for Marcy needs to come on the show and watch something on Tubi with us because I know he loves Tubi as much as we do. And that, of course, is Graham Green. Hello, Graham. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you going? Thanks for the invite. I really appreciate it. And,
indeed,
I look forward to some basement, you know, $2 basement bin movies.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, Graham, I know Marcy and I have corrupted you with Tubi.
We have.
but the question is, though, out of all the movies you've watched on Tubi, whether we've introduced you to stuff or you stuff you watched on your own, which do you think is your most favorite one, depending on whether it's actually a good movie or a legit hilariously bad film?
It has to be Robo Wars.
Yes, Robo War by the great Bruno Mattei.
Receive.
Yes. And we might have to do that episode at some point because we do love Bruno Mattei here on the podcast.
Yes.
And so we'll definitely do a Robo War at some point. And Graham, of course,
Look, if you want to know what Robo War is, just go back and watch Shocking Dark and then pretend it's in a jungle because nothing really changes.
Exactly. The same thing, except instead of aliens are ripping off, it's Predator.
Pretty much.
But now, since this is my episode this week, and this is the first week of November, because, you know, we're out of the horror season now, and, you know, we're going to November, so I was looking on Tubi to find a perfect Bronson movie to start off with, and I found one which I've never seen before, but what makes this one interesting is we're basically going from the Halloween season straight into Christmas season, because, yes, we're doing a Charles Bronson movie that happens to also be a Christmas film, and that, of course, is the 1991 TV movie, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. I shot him.
And I shot his reindeer, too, because they all killed my family.
Now,
so,
Paul Graham.
If he does not say that in this movie, I'm going to be really disappointed with him.
Paul Graham doesn't actually really know who Charles Bronson is. He just knows he's an actor who kills people in movies. And yes. I briefly showed him the Simpsons clips.
Yes.
So there's some kind of reference to our impressions.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, I guess for most people who don't know who Charles Bronson is, but first of all, how dare you? I guess for most people would know Charles Bronson from the Death Wish films, because those are the films that are kind of like cult films that where his family basically dies in every movie and he goes and shoots people for revenge. So basically that's where all of our references come from. And there was like 5 Death Wish movies and also movies that basically kind of were Death Wish related or at least kind of similar, but they're not exactly Death Wish films. So
he just goes around shooting people.
Exactly.
But probably not in this movie.
I don't think so, given this is more of a family film. but we'll definitely get to it. But before we do, we've got to lay down the ground rules, of course. For all those out there who have never listened to any of our previous episodes of the show, what you need to do is go to Tubi, look up Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, if it's playing on your Tubi in your part of the world. But if it isn't, I'm pretty sure it's streaming elsewhere on other streaming services as well. Although if you go and log up and sign up for our awesome exclusive deal with Surfshark, you'll be able to check it out anywhere in the world if you like to. And what you need to do is by the film, and we'll play the film from the very start. So when I count down from five and say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure based on our previous episodes, our audio commentaries, if you haven't seen the film, I'm pretty sure the episode its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. Now, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So whenever an ad pops up, we'll shout out ad. And then that way you can pause the film. And then once the ad is finished, we'll let you know. But we'll also give you guys timestamps as well. So mm-hmm. that way you'll be in sync with us. So let's do this. Oh, are you guys ready for Charles Bronson to bring in Christmas with Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Is it starting? Yes, it's starting. Okay, we're at 2 seconds. It started.
So, as always on 2B Tuesday,
oh, look, sorry. It's the gravestone for everyone that Charles Bronson has killed. And it's a woman. Oh, no! It is Charles Bronson! And he's nice. Old.
That was his murdered wife and daughter from Death Wish.
No,
oh. I'm Jules Brunson. I'm an old man. Sorry, Batch. What's your smoking this week, Batch?
Yes, so time for everyone's favorite game show. What's Batch smoking during this movie? So this week, it is from the manufacturer Spinach. It is some Tangerine Twist, which is a 20% THC sativa.
Hmm.
There to go. Now I've got to do my catchphrase. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Toke, toke, toke.
Exactly. And I swear, I'm going to hunt down that Santa Claus and kill him. Because he killed my wife and daughter.
This isn't Bronson, Missouri.
This isn't a graveyard. Oh, hold on. I'll be back. Keep playing the movie. I'll be back.
Already, Beat's got to take off.
Yes.
It's either your mum or a parcel. Visiting.
Yes, it's my mum. So hold on 1 sec. I'll be right back.
Hi, Bede's mum. Hi, mum of Bede.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to drink in front of the grave of a loved one.
I thought he was gonna make some yellow snow. It looked like he was ready to take
Didn't even pour one out for her.
Nah, he just laid the flower. Like, no, she was an alcoholic, mate. Give her the booze in her death. Who's this? What is this? Why is Bede making us watch this and then he pisses off?
It about the page schnapps.
The page schnapps is the Sun newspaper. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. I shot him in the head. I have no idea.
Fucking Christmas. It's not like it's not even, it's Halloween here and I'm watching a Christmas movie.
Ed Asna. Whoa. And Charles Bronson.
The hunch factor just went through the roof with Ed Asner and Charles Bronson.
Yeah, right. I did not know Ed Asner was in this movie.
That's a couple sexy bitches right there.
Catherine Isabel! She is already... This is our second Catherine Isabel movie on Tubi Tuesdays. Because she was in that WWE movie. I forgot what it was called. The Dolph Ziggler
was
one.
Was that the one with Rusev? Yeah, with Rusev Fulham pulling a gun at Dolph Ziggler?
Yes! I don't know what the fuck that movie was, but we watched it.
That's the only thing anybody remembers about that movie.
I don't remember that movie. Kane was in it somewhere. This is my boat docking station, and I kill the fish with my shotgun. Sorry. My Charles Bronson impressions are not good. And not good at all.
If I cut out, it's because I've installed Windows 11 on this PC. Oh, and it's been giving me errors, so.
Oh, no. Well, you have a computer expert
the podcast. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, Graham, you've been using the new Windows for a while.
I could comment a lot right now, but I would go on a long rant.
And nobody's heard of computers in this movie.
There's not even a single computer in this movie.
What's in those bags? Weed?
If it was, I'd be there taking them right now.
That is how I get all the weed into the country in on boats in big rucksacks like that. Don't tell anybody. Nobody listens to the show, right?
I hope they're not going to Indonesia. Oh, that'd geez. Be screwed.
Yeesh.
Some of my best customers in Indonesia, man. Oh, hi, Graham. I'm Craven.
Craven? Nobody invited you.
Nobody ever. I just show up.
Jesus. Look,
Marcy, I am pissed. I had $50. I knew to win this competition. Fuck match.
What an asshole. I'm glad you agree, Craven.
I tried to drug him all month, but he's used to my stuff now, man.
Jesus. Whoa, who's this dude? Sorry, back to the movie.
I've adapted to your potency, Craven.
You have. I mean, he knocked you out, and you missed one episode. But, you know.
What the fuck is he hitting him with?
How did that send him in the water?
Whoa!
Maybe they're all drunk because they're in this fucking movie.
Well, they're sailors.
We all have to be drunk to be in this movie.
Yes.
Look at that mustache.
trip.
I know what the fuck.
All those kids are hammered right now.
What else were you supposed to do back then? Oh my god, it is Catherine Isabel as a little girl. There's a great Canadian actress. Oh, poo.
Oh,
there's no Santa Claus. I'm a bitch of a child. What a cunt. Jesus. How mean. If the kid wants
fuck
to believe in Santa, fucking let him believe
in
Santa.
I don't mean fuck them kids. let me say it, but.
Jesus Christ. No, those kids need to fuck almost, off.
Almost got you with the spit take.
Almost. Not quite. I just needed a breather.
Oh, see, gosh. That's why I partake while recording on this show, because you can't catch me with the spit take. I'm already exhaling. So.
Yes, that's true.
I'm already doing half the work.
I just have my can. I just have my Mountain Dew. Jesus! Is he dead?
That's not the way to get somebody out of the lake.
How did they get him in that rope? Look at this dude's mutton chops. What the hell?
This totally should have been Tim Thomerson.
He should have been this big. That's a film you need to track down on Tubi, Graham. Doll Man.
Yes. Yeah, Doll Man, Graham.
You have to watch Doll Man.
We're going to give you a list.
Yes. Doll Man. And at the moment, I'm working on our official Tubi Tuesdays podcast song playlist.
I was just about to plug that, Marcy.
Hey. I'm still trying to track down. I got to remember, like, all the films we've watched. I've got my list on Letterboxd, and everyone can go find that on my profile on Letterboxd. And I
need
something
from that. We need a song from Night Killer.
Yes, or something just inspired by Night Killer.
The KFC jingle.
Yes, we should actually put that on there. Yes, and we have another person on this show who is obsessed with fried chicken. Graham is synonymous with his KFC. I thought Night Killer would have been your favorite one that we've watched. Melody.
You guys are going to be so, if you guys ever get to come out to Canada, you're going to be thoroughly disappointed by our KFC, because KFC sucks now.
Is it all like,
I hope it's better.
Is it like not crunchy or just, what's wrong with
it? It's just greasy or it's too greasy or it's overcooked, because they cook everything in the same oil.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends. Like, you can get a really good batch of KFC, but then it might be really bad the next time. So, you know, but Red
Everybody's
Rooster.
Ripping me off. Bad. The Bachelor's ripping me off. The Bad Batch is ripping me off.
Bad Batch.
LucasArts owes me money.
Yes. And then there's the Batch.
I need a new lawyer.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, Red Rooster with that fried chicken from last week that Bede was eating is so crunchy. That stuff. Amazing. I love
Shout out to Mary Brown's here in Canada.
This shop has a site, no help wanted. Like, really?
I'm back.
Nope.
Oh, Beach, you've missed all the action on this movie where we don't know what's going on.
No, I wanted a sign that says, no help wanted. Go fuck yourself.
All I can see is this Charles Bronson just going around in the snow, just going, I'm going to kill all these people. They all killed my family.
Yeah, see?
I don't think he's in it that much. I think he's just a framing device.
Yeah, he has not been in it since you left to get your package. He just showed up when he got back.
Besides right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, though, this is a real bit of trivia I'm reading off here. In this film, Charles Bronson plays a man struggling with the death of his beloved wife. In real life, Charles Bronson himself was actually in mourning, having lost his wife, Jill Ireland, the year before.
Aww.
So, I guess this was Bronson. Hey, and Asta, who's also passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And Asta was in a... Yeah, it's weird.
There's a couple of sexy bitches in this movie.
Oh, he's an alcoholic. Yes, I'm an alcoholic. I need to drink on the job. I mean, I live in the 1930s or 40s or whatever decade this is. How else am I supposed to get through it?
I don't know what decade it is because I didn't see any cars, or at least I can't remember there being any cars. There was horses.
Couldn't afford them.
And they were at the docks for some reason, and they fished a guy out of the water with a rope, like a noose. It was weird.
Oh, sure. Well, the movie is based on a line from an editorial called Is There a Santa Claus? That's where the line for this movie comes from. And it actually is it was printed in 1897. So, I mean, for our video listeners, that's... the letter right there on Wikipedia.
Ah, okay. And, Bede, I think you weren't here when we saw who was in the cast, but this was introducing Catherine Isabel.
Yes, indeed, from Ginger Snaps and Freddy vs. Jason and American Mary, and among other great horror films as well.
And as we mentioned, whatever that crap was, me and Batch watched that WWE movie she was in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So this would be the second time she's appeared on this show.
The second time.
She's a veteran.
Yep, she's a 2B veteran.
If we watch Ginger Snaps, I think Ginger Snaps would make her on the wall.
Yeah, that is true. Or one of the sequels. Maybe the third one, because that's a period piece. I'm not sure.
Second one, because that's got Tatiana Maslany.
Yeah, our new She-Hulk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. And Orphan Black bitches, most importantly.
Damn straight.
Orphan.
It's like I've come back and it's just seems like everyone's just been walking around, like people walking around when I left, and then people still walking around when I came back.
Well, you missed when they were at the docks. I'm sorry.
There's almost as much walking as Lord of the Rings in this movie so far.
And if you want to see a movie with more walking than Lord of the Rings, watch Robo War.
Exactly.
Or just wait till we discover it.
And if you want to see a movie with more walking, watch Suicide Kings.
Yes.
Wow. There is Santa Claus.
Now, if anyone's sort of wondering, this guy here, I guess the dad, that's Richard Thomas. And for most people who don't know, he played the older Bill in the It miniseries.
Oh, of course, yeah. Now that you've said that, I'm like, duh.
Yes.
Graham really doesn't like this movie. He's just pissed off. He doesn't want to talk to us, nothing. Never mind, he's working.
I'm doing work at the same time. I'm multitasking.
Yes. Graham,
he's a man of many talents.
This is why this is great. Graham could work, and then when he chimes in, he can be like, "What?" He can do a bossing. What's going on? I don't get it. I'm scared.
I'm scared. And Bede,
what is with his Irish accent?
You missed your best friend as well. He showed up before.
Who?
Craven.
Is it a Frenchie? Oh, Craven. Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, he was here for... He saw a big bale and thought it was weed and got excited.
Let's go to Brody's Bar and Grill. Mr. Bronson, do you want another gallon of alcohol?
Yes.
Okay, I've had two.
Yes, I've been on my fourth gallon already.
Why are there no computers in this Charles Bronson movie?
Fuck off, Martha!
Oh, Martha's with an appearance too. My God.
Martha's not happy.
It's a jam-packed episode.
She found out, right? There's actually a movie called Creepy Martha, and she wasn't asked to star in it, so she's pissed.
Oh, we have to do that movie then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're gonna
have to do it in robot. But we all have to do it in robot voices.
I'm disappointed this isn't a musical.
These three guys who are annoying Charles Bronson seem like that British gang from Family Guy. It's like, who do the drive-by.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, it's Reginald. Let's go past him. Hey, Reginald, I disagree.
Yes. It looks like there should be a musical number, like, right now.
I would pop 4D if Charles Bronson just burst out in song.
Yes. I'm Charles Bronson. I killed some people.
Hey, you know what? You guys want to hear a bad joke?
Yes. I never usually.
What's Charles Bronson's favorite AC/DC song?
I don't know.
Shoot the Kill.
No! You need to meme that right now.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Wow, this
since
is
it is Halloween at time of this recording, you guys want to hear a Halloween joke?
Yes.
No.
Do you guys know if any monsters are good at math?
No.
No.
Well, one if you count Dracula.
Yes.
Oh, God!
Hey, Ed, why are vampires so gullible? Because they're suckers.
That dude
I'm
looks
glad
like
I Peter didn't take a sip.
That dude there looks like Peter McNichol from Ghostbusters 2. Look at his outfit! What is that?
Bead.
Look at the vest, look at his pants.
What's the TFB address in that
closet? That fucking nerd!
Look at that fucking nerd.
What's the TFB address in that outfit as that nerd?
I'll do it for free. We don't need any more TFB.
Finally, I've been waiting.
That's going to be my Christmas outfit for this year.
Although if anyone wants to see something
shocking. There he is! Fucking nerd!
Fucking nerd.
If anyone wants to see something shocking, I have photo proof of Bede as a nerd.
Marcy, you weren't supposed to show that to people.
Oh, I've got it right here.
No!
Hey, look, it's Judd from Pet Cemetery.
Don't go down there now, Bede.
Nah, don't go down there now, Charles Bronson. We don't want you to shoot people who killed your family now, huh?
And don't go to that Pet Cemetery now.
Looks and exactly like you.
And if anyone is wondering, yes, we are going to run that joke into the ground all month long and on Bronson Month on 2B Tuesday.
Yeah, damn right we will be.
Yep.
Unless we like...
hour and a half every episode for 4 weeks. I shot my family.
Exactly. And wait till when we eventually get to Christopher Walken Month.
I didn't agree to that.
Well, actually, you know what? We need to do Michael Caine month so Marcy can do her famous Michael Caine impression. Which might be her best impression.
I'm Michael Caine, and Charles Bronson shot my family and he blew the bloody doors off. I don't know where I was going with that, but anyway.
Look at her hat. It barely fits her head. It's
look
like
at Charles Bronson. He's sad.
Craven told me once he had a good Michael Caine impression, but I never wanted to see it. I said no right away.
Virginia.
I think Charles Bronson only agreed to this movie so he could sit at a bar and just drink bottles of whiskey all day.
And what they didn't tell us was that it was real.
He's been talking to Steven Seagal.
Jesus.
He's doing a Steven Seagal right now.
They did the whole frequency thing so they could talk through time.
Yes.
And
actually, Seagal, since this movie came out... Sorry.
I was going to say, Steven Seagal was like, oh, you got the Subway.
I want some pizza. I need at least 50 pizzas. Or pepperoni. Hold the celery.
I was almost Steven Seagal
for Halloween at work this year.
Oh, awesome.
Well, but then I had the day off because I had the day off because of achievement war, and it did not happen. So there was a strain in Canada called Blueberry Seagal.
Oh.
So now that my hair is longer, I was gonna pull it back. I was gonna do the temporary black in it. Find a blueberry costume.
Yes.
And I would be Blueberry Seagal the entire shift.
Yes.
Blueberry Seagal.
All right.
I love it.
There's a reason why you need our Patreon, because we're on video on our Patreon, and hopefully this works. But here's the blackmail material of Bede.
No! Why did you show that?
He is what he hates. He is a nerd.
No!
Allegedly.
Allegedly. He had a pocket protector for his pens.
You know, I also realized, since this was a TV movie, this is our second one we've done for this podcast, because we did Brotherhood of Justice as well.
Yes.
Which was where we started doing the Bronson jokes,
right? It was.
It might have been, Batch, your camera has gone off.
Windows 11.
Jesus. That's right. We'll have to deal with not seeing you. And now he's gone.
Oh, look, it's not Shelley Winters. It's another Shelley Winters lookalike.
Yeah, why does that always happen?
And it is winter, so Winters is coming.
God. We need Shelley Winters month, clearly.
Obviously, we're going to need it. Even though we can't do impressions of him. Also, what is up with Richard Thomas's Irish accent?
And Batch is back.
Batch is back.
I don't know if you saw a Batch, but we just saw not Shelley Winters again on the show.
It's Kelly Summers.
Now it's too late to make the joke because my PC just totally crapped up. But for those also on the Patreon who are seeing the video, you can now see that I'm the one that actually won Achievement War, not Marcy. Right now.
Yes. All the Irish accents in this scene. I'm going to talk with an Irish accent and talk about the leprechauns and the potatoes that you're talking.
Potatoes.
Oh, Faith McGuire, we're in a Christmas movie and Santa hasn't even showed up yet.
I'm going to find my brother Sean, Michael, Gavin, McDonald, O'Brien, McConnelly, McGregor. Oh, wait, that's Scottish, sorry.
I'm going. I can't do it.
Okay. So, what we know of history right now in the United States, how do they not have 15 kids right now?
That is
because
true.
Because they if died Irish, in childbirth.
That is true.
Okay.
But that's what
okay.
I'm going to say. Like, if they're Irish and Catholic, they would have at least 20 kids right now.
Yeah, they would have.
But they all...
And actually, they all sold them into slavery to get money to buy food.
So they could get a ticket to America.
I need my ticket to America.
We'll sell 18 of our 20 kids away so we can get a one-way ticket to America.
I'm now going to send this podcast to all the Irish people we know.
I know, they're going to be very offended by this episode, and I apologize.
Because we don't edit shit on this show.
Exactly.
And we haven't had an ad, and I'm sad because I was enjoying the Love Honey or the Wild Secrets ads.
I was going to say, the awkwardness of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus with hot set action and dildos.
Yes. Tubi
must have an algorithm like, we're not going to show ads like that during kids' films.
Although they should also, when Ed Asner's on.
How many fucking movies has Ed... how many Christmas movies has Ed Asner been in? I know he's been in hundreds. And, of course, the most famous one being Elf as well.
Elf is the fucking best.
Yes.
I'm going to start watching Christmas movies. Because we've started this one, I'm going to keep going with Christmas movies right till Christmas.
Indeed. And that's, and the funny thing is, though, because, like you know, Asner in real life was Jewish, and I just thought, it's, like, really funny he stars in so many Christmas movies. But, you know, what pays you well, I suppose. But at the same time, he's Ed fucking Asner. And he was also the voice of J. Jonah Jameson, damn it.
My favorite ever Ed Asner line from Freakazoid: pigs are smarter than bears, but they can't ride unicycles.
That is a good line. Oh, look at this! I got a wife. I want you to heat up some hot water and so I can soak my feet.
No, she's doing it to boil me potatoes.
I did really well, Daddy. I fought off against Jason and Freddy and a werewolf, and I also did surgery on people.
And I also, had to be Kane. A cop. I had to be a cop with Dolph Ziggler.
And I was also in an animated version of Night of the Living Dead. Oh, wait, that movie doesn't come out for another 200 years.
This kid looks way too modern to be, like, in a period piece.
He's got a Christmas.
Remember the, like, in movies?
Sorry, yeah, well.
I know.
Yeah.
I find it... Did kids always, and I would see this in any movie and all that, did kids really just have, like, a belt wrapped around their boxers?
I know! I've noticed that.
Everywhere.
And I've never seen anyone do it except in a movie.
But how's that possible? I mean, the books can still slip out. No,
sorry.
I mean, no matter how... Sorry. We're over talking.
So the Irish accents are killing me in this movie.
Yes.
Irish.
Now tell me, sir, what do you think of me bangs? Are they bad as Courtney Cox's and Scream 3?
No.
See, look! Her books are wrapped like a... Like a belt. How they will still slip out, no matter how tight they are.
Don't talk about tight.
Her bangs are weird.
They're weird.
It's so weird. See, this was the other reason why I picked this movie. Not only because Charles Bronson is in it, because Catherine Isabel, horror, you know, actress extraordinaire, is like, this was like one of her earliest films.
Well, it was her first one, I think, because it said introducing.
Oh, that is true.
You weren't here, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't here. I'm never here.
Now, we've got to be very Irish right now.
We're going to be talking with an Irish accent. Good stuff, Frank. To be fair, Ed Asner was like 70 years old here.
No, he was a hard Canadian 30 here. What are you talking about?
That is true.
And Charles Bronson was a hard Canadian 20.
He was.
It's all those years of killing people after everyone was killing his family.
And let us
absorbs their soul.
Let us not forget Ed Asner and his wonderful work with his voice in Up as Carl Fredrickson.
That is true.
That movie is beautiful.
All work and no play make Charles want to kill people and shoot him in the face.
And he's like,
fucking nerd!
He's like,
fucking nerd!
He's like, I wish someone taught me how to type and to maybe read and write. And this guy's a fucking nerd and I'm going to kill him and his family.
See, if I was Charles Bronson in this scene, I would shoot that nerd right now.
With his three shirts.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know. He looks like Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Poor Screech.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, exactly.
Rest in peace, Charles Bronson.
Yes. Even though Charles Bronson...
No, just Screech. Just like, Screech.
Just Screech, yeah.
Just Screech.
Charles Bronson's been dead for like nearly 20 years. 20 years.
I feel bad that he died. I don't know why. Let's just be real. I'm stoned. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Today I'll get on the front paper for killing people.
I'm gonna make a Ouija board, and I'm gonna summon Charles Bronson to take revenge on Batch for Achievement Wars.
More like a Ouija board. Am I right?
All right, I think I figured out what this movie might be about. Like, just based on what I've seen so far, even though we have no subtitles whatsoever.
Where's Santa?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. My
Where's Virginia?
My Charles Bronson, of course, is a widower who's lost his wife and daughter. Possibly the gang violence, but I'm only assuming. And of course, he's a reporter who's very jaded, doesn't want to work, and so he's not has no passion in him to be a writer. So maybe Catherine Isabel writes a letter to Santa to the newspaper, and it sort of sparks him, and of course, writes this whole editorial that this movie is based on, like the real life editorial.
Yeah, I think that he's meant to answer the question of,
is there a Santa Claus?
But how do we link this back to our last movie on 2B Tuesday, Beyond Reanimator?
Ooh, that's a good question. And this is a period piece, so this might be a little bit harder. Ooh.
That's what she said.
We might have to really think about this. Well, we can easily link this film back to Countdown, because Catherine Isabel in this film, her character could be like the great-great-grandmother of her character in that film. So that makes things easier. So I'm not sure. We'll have to really think about this. Now I just realize why they cast Charles Bronson in this film, because if you look up the author of this, like the editorial who this film is based on, what was his name? Let me find it. Oh, Francis Farcellus Church. He kind of does look like Charles Bronson. So that makes sense why they would have cast him in this movie. So this whole movie is based on a true story.
Yeah, but I don't think they did everything correctly. But I was reading, apparently that letter had been appraised for like $50,000. It's a very famous letter.
Oh, yeah. It's probably like from what I've read, it's like a quintessential famous Christmas letter.
But Charles Bronson isn't killing people's families.
I know, it's weird.
Oh, this guy has mutton chops. Oh my god.
Is this Bruce Spence? Looks like him.
Probably.
I think we've been spoiled on this show. It's been too long. Like, because normally every episode of the show, at least someone dies for at least the last 6 months.
Yes.
This is a fairly tame movie.
That is true. Like, I've sort of realized
now. In the weirdest ways.
Well, I was going to say, like, every movie we've done for this show, somebody has died in it, and I think this may... Oh, well... Yeah, this may be the first...
Except for the last one was the Peanut Butter Solution.
And that was a kid's film, so maybe that kind of makes sense. So this is probably our first... our kind of first family film since then, as well. And that was,
That is our range, from Art the Clown to Christmas movies starring Charles Bronson.
Yes. To, what else have we done? To Doll Man, to weird sci-fi Full Moon, to whatever the fuck else we've watched. I don't know.
Extra! 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 So a kid is walking along the street with a mullet in the 50s or 40s or 30s or whatever decade this is.
I think it's the tail end of 1899 or something. I don't know.
Actually, you might be right, because I'm assuming that since this...
set at the same point when the real letter was written.
Yeah, so that would have been 1897. So I'm assuming that's probably, where this film is set.
Oh, geez, we're only 33 minutes and 25 seconds into this movie. There's still an hour to go!
No. This is going to be a long one. We haven't even had commercials yet.
I know. Maybe that's a good thing we haven't had. Maybe that's a good thing we haven't had commercials yet.
Yeah, true.
Ah, hurry up so I can... Someone talk to me so I can do a ridiculous Irish accent.
I want to boil my potatoes.
all over Hi, the I'm Sean little cart.
Hello. I shall Look at call that pussy. You, I shall call you Bono. Oh! Charles Bronson's going to shoot somebody. Hey,
finally, action. Yeah, finally, somebody's in.
And he threw him into the weed stacks. Oh, no.
No, please. Not my weed stacks. Those were supposed to go to Jersey.
Richard Thomas, don't you dare beat up Tom Green.
That's not Tom Green.
Is he related to Henry Thomas? Are they like brothers?
I don't know.
Cousins?
No.
Or something?
I'm going to find out because now you got me curious.
Oh, they have
Look
the
at those old timey cops.
I'm an old timey cop. Stop shooting my family. I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, if they're old timey cops, that means they're Irish as well because every old timey cop is Irish.
What are you talking about? That guy looks like James McAvoy.
Yeah, if this movie was remade today... Actually, no, James McAvoy is Scottish. He wouldn't play this character.
Yeah, he would have had to do an Irish accent.
Hey, that was Scott Glenn back there. Oh, look, more Irish cops showing up. Oh, my God! It's the Irish cop convention.
Why do they all have the same moustache?
They do.
They do. Why?
If this was remade today, all those cops would be members of Broken Lizard.
Yes. Can we get a remake of this with Broken Lizard playing the characters and Catherine Isabel comes back like today and reprises her role as Virginia the little girl?
Yes.
But she has to play the character like the little girl.
Yes.
Marcy, I was telling Bede that I just saw that Beer Fest is on Tubi, so we have to do that on the show.
Oh my God, yes. I haven't seen that for ages.
Why you arrested me? You weren't Irish enough for this movie.
You're not a real Irishman.
That dude back there, he looks like Clint Eastwood now. Irish.
This spin-off of Peaky Blinders is not very good.
Now I want to see a Tom Hardy version of this movie. But he has to play his Charles Bronson character from Bronson.
Virginia, there's a Santa Claus, Roy.
Now, Virginia, now I'm going to have to go around and kill families and go to jail. It'll be directed by Nicholas Winding Refn. Oh, hi. There's way too many, like, Irish people in this movie. I'm allowed to say that because I have Irish ancestry, so...
Yeah, sure you do.
I'm Black Irish, so that counts too.
I'm Italian, and I probably shouldn't be making fun of the Irish.
No, but you can at least make fun of the Italians in the movie. Bippity boppity.
Bippity boppity. Bippity boppity Irish Italians.
See, if this movie was remade today, this dickhead right here would be played by Jared Leto with an Irish accent. And even then, it would sound like Italian. Where's me potatoes and me leprechauns? I'm Jared Leto with an Irish accent.
No, that would be Judge Reinhold.
Yes. Yes!
Oh my God. He's like... Oh, Jesus. Where's the... I can't remember the bloody accent now. It was like...
No, he wouldn't even do an accent. He wouldn't even need to
no,
do an
No, he
accent.
Needs to reprise his accent from that, from, what was that movie, Zandalin?
I say,
go to the Colonel's chicken now.
Just remember Foghorn Leghorn, that was his accent.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what Foghorn Leghorn sounded like.
I say, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
I tell you now, Richard Thomas, don't go near that pet cemetery with that cat. He might die and come back and kill you.
We made that joke already.
Oh, sorry.
He's right. He didn't boil me potatoes.
Once again, I apologize to all our Irish listeners and friends of the show.
Oh, this episode is not going how I thought.
I thought we were going to be doing more like Charles Bronson, but now we're just making fun of the Irish.
And there's Freddy.
He hasn't...
Freddy's offended.
He hasn't shot anybody yet.
Freddy's fucking offended. Where's my leprechauns?
Is Freddie going to lead a protest on the network against this?
Yes. He's going to take to the streets of
Melbourne.
Going to
get us cancelled?
Yeah. Freddie, it's fine. We like Irish people. It's just a joke. Freddie.
But then when we go into Freddie's like Twitter history, it's going to find out he's going to have all these racist offensive tweets against
cats.
Yes.
He's like, if you're Irish, you have to boil me potatoes.
Why does I like how Richard Thomas is wearing a turtleneck? In 1879. Oh, sorry, 1897.
We're gonna party not like to be outdone. 1987. Sorry,
not to be outdone. He's wearing six shirts.
He's wearing six shirts on top of six shirts.
Yes.
Where was it that kid Fred Savage? He should have been in this movie.
Fred Savage was probably 30 by the time this came out. I mean, he wasn't, but 30. Whatever.
He was a hard 30 when this movie came out.
I mean, he was 12 or whatever. I don't know. How old's Fred Savage? I don't know.
I think he's in his 40s now, but...
Okay, so yeah, okay.
That kid looks like a young fat demon.
Oh, yeah. You could easily, like, get him to be in a remake of this movie. Oh, if this movie was remade today, you know who I think would play the Charles Bronson role? Liam Neeson. He is our current Charles Bronson.
Yes.
And I do a real Irish accent.
I can be really like Irish.
Alters.
And I'm really Irish because I'm Liam Neeson. I don't know.
Or it'll probably be Bruce Willis because he was technically in a Die Hard or a Death Wish movie.
Yeah. That is true. And Bruce Willis throughout the whole movie is like, I'm Bruce Willis.
What's with the big moly moly mole on his face? Speaking of Fred Savage and having that gag.
That's always bugged me about him. He's always had that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I think that's a real mole because he had it in It as well.
I know, but it's just really prominent at the moment.
Fuck, that should have been my pick for Death Wish month, or for Bronson month, the Bruce Willis Death Wish.
Is it on Tubi?
I don't know, it should be.
If not, it's on you. It most likely be on US Tubi.
Maybe.
Oh, Daddy, why do you have a really big mole, and is it getting bigger as the movie goes along?
I thought you said a racial slur right then, but it was just the accent.
I'm pretty sure if I keep talking with this accent, if I keep speaking Irish, I won't get into trouble because it sounds charming no matter how hateful I say things.
Said more, not Paul.
What's a newspaper, Daddy? I can't read. I don't go seven. To school. You didn't read this newspaper, Daddy. If you did, you wouldn't have read this script. Daddy, how is it that I have a better Irish accent than you? And I was born here. How come I don't speak American? Actually, I'm not even American. I'm Canadian. Also, Daddy, can I do some surgery on you? And do some plastic surgery?
I'm so confused. What is this movie about again? Why does she doubt Santa Claus is real because her family's poor and Irish?
Yes. I'm assuming that's what it is.
Mm. Oh, look, they got the cross above the head, the head, the bed.
I like how the cross was like, there's a light.
There's
literally
a light,
on the
yeah.
Cross.
They don't have electricity, but the cross lights up.
Exactly.
So,
dear Santa Claus,
So she just writes letters to Charles Bronson?
Yes, or Santa Claus.
Is Charles Bronson Santa Claus?
This movie would have been a lot better if he was.
Yeah.
Yes.
This movie so would she's be writing a lot the better actual... if something happened in it.
Well, she's writing the actual letter now, like the famous letter that this movie is based on. So she's writing that now.
Right.
Dear Santa Claus, can you please invent electricity so we can have some lights in this house? Oh, wait, there is electricity invented.
I'm Charles Bronson, and I'm getting wasted.
This is... I'm Charles Bronson, and this is my fifth can in the past 5 minutes.
I'm drunk.
I am... If this movie was remade today, Billy Zane should play that character.
I don't... What's with the 50 suits he's wearing?
I don't know. This movie's time period is weird. Like, we're going to assume that this movie is set in 1897, like the poem, or the letter that it's based on. But why is everyone dressed up, like, in different periods of history?
I don't know.
Why is it a competition of who can wear the most clothes?
Yes. Indeed. I know it's winter, but still...
Look at that guy's ears.
Graham finally chimes in when his work stops.
I punched him because his ears were weird. Graham said so. I don't like people with weird ears.
Yes, Virginia.
Oh my god, look at that guy's nose. It's like a stealth... You could fly stealth bombers off it.
I went to the barbershop to shave my beard off.
What?
She came out of a barbershop.
Yeah, but why does she have a beard? She's a little girl. Oh no, she's writing to the editor, so that's Charles Bronson. Freddie, exactly. What are you doing, mate? I'm sorry that we're making fun of the Irish. Deal with it. Doesn't like it.
There's way too many Mo's. This is probably the perfect movie to start off November because of Movember. Because there's so many Mo's in
this. Be like, movie. Here's your inspiration. Which one do you want to go for?
I want a Bronson, nice thick one.
Bronson month is cancelled. It's mustache month for November.
Yes.
Mustache.
Ticket, please.
Why does this guy look like Kevin Kline?
He does look like Kevin Kline.
He does.
He looks like Kevin Kline playing the CG animated Tom Hanks in Polar Express.
Yes. Jesus.
Is Catherine Isabel even doing an Irish accent?
No. I don't think so. I don't know what's going on. Let's be real.
If this was remade, that should totally be Sam Rockwell.
Yes.
Yes. I've got to stand for you, Virginia. I'm secretly Charles Bronson.
And then as he walks away, he just dances out of the frame.
Yes. Now, little girl, do you want some candy? I have some in my van.
No! That's peanut butter solution territory.
Yes. This is the prequel.
Phew. Sadly, we showed Graham that movie and he didn't like it.
It's called the... It's called the peanut Bronson solution.
Solution is like, shoot him in the face.
Yes.
Why am I in Look this late Christmas movie?
Look at the size of her hair. It's huge.
There's not much booze left in there. Everyone knows you're an alco, Charles Bronson.
He's got booze stashed over the entire set.
Yes.
There's some hiding in pot plants. I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a bottle hiding in that woman's hair before. Okay, now I have to write... The end, but I don't know how to spell.
Nobody taught me how to type and read and write. And my wife, she was shot.
It's 3 minutes till I can take another drink.
I said, I'm going to have a watch like that. I'm a nerd.
Back up.
Yeah, fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. This dude is like the most nerd we've had in this series so far.
Except for that one that really set you off in Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
Well, that dude is not even as much as a nerd as this guy here. Look, he's got the full outfit that I totally want to wear.
This movie may not have much going for it, but at least it's got a nerd for me in BDLN.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nerd.
Is there a letter inside? Is there a drink inside this letter?
Dear Santa, can you give me a fifth of vodka? Love, Bronson.
And a Glock.
And also some bad guys so I can shoot.
Yes, I'll settle it for it being watermelon.
Yes. Bronson.
Poor bastard doesn't know how to use his typewriter. Well, my work is done.
I only came in here to the office for 5 minutes, and my work is done.
I just needed to drink.
This isn't even my coat. I'm taking it.
Oh, wait, I work in the wrong... This isn't my office. This is the wrong building.
The man who wore this coat killed my family.
And Asda, did you kill my family?
Can't even hear him. He's so quiet.
I like how, like Ed Asda, who recently passed away, I believe he was in his 80s or 90s, and somehow he looks older than Charles Bronson does in this movie, and he was probably younger.
Yeah, but Ed Asda always looked like that.
Ed Asda looked like he was 80 years old for like 50 years of his life.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why Ed Asda is a boss.
Indeed.
And I'm Charles Bronson.
There's got to be a bottle of whiskey around here somewhere.
Where'd I hide my special one?
Maybe it's inside this pot plant. Or maybe under the floorboards. Or even behind that picture.
Let me go to the bathroom and where I have my toilet vodka stored.
Also, it might be outside this window.
He's got a bottle shoved up his ass.
Oh, wait.
That's for special occasions.
Emergency.
That's my real emergency stash. Look at this.
There's the alcohol stash.
This is the real stash.
Give me your stash, motherfucker.
So
you guys should see my stash. It's like one whole side of my house. I got to cut down.
See, I would be so, like, so rich that I can, like, have an alcohol stash, not the actual bottles, but get the bottles and put them in actually fancy bottles.
Yes.
Like they always do.
Yeah, like
do in
the
movies.
Decanters or the crystal
yeah.
things. Look, he looks 100 in that and she looks 12. That was
my
the style at the time.
I was about 70 years old and my wife was 20. Are you bringing bottles of wine? Or at least whiskey? Or a gun?
I gotta hide my alcohol problem.
Okay.
I would like to see a movie where, like, with this time frame, where Charles Bronson becomes a vampire.
Yes. I'm sneaking out the window.
Not only...
Oh, hello, Ed Asda. What is it, Mitch? Do you like
also,
my top
Mitch,
hat?
Why does... Why doesn't your top hat fit your head?
It looks small.
What is it with people in this film with their hats barely fitting their heads?
That's all the budget can afford.
Yes.
They just raided the local theater production's costume department.
The budget for this film was about at least $100.
And 2/3 of that went to alcohol for Charles Bronson.
It did.
Indeed. Let's not make fun of Charles Bronson. He was probably struggling a lot. He needed drink to soothe his pain. But we're still going to make fun of it anyway.
You just told us not to. But then you're saying, oh, we will anyway. Which is a bead.
Well, we'll make fun of the character's alcoholism.
Do you like my piano? It killed my family.
I won't actually kill the bad guys if they give me alcohol.
Coming soon on Doobie Tuesday, Death Piano, the piano that killed my family.
See, gangs killed my family, but then things got worse when they killed my alcohol stash, and I went ferocious.
Next week, Charles Bronson takes revenge after the alcohol killed his favorite pot plant. In The Happening Part 2.
Look at that picture in the background with the stag.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
You know, Charles Bronson, I came here because, you know, this isn't even your house. You just stumbled into some rando's house because you're so drunk and started raiding their liquor cabinet.
And can I have my coat back? That was my coat you put on and took it.
And also, those are my clothes, too. Oh, wait, that's not even the best. I apologize for my Ed Asda impression, because that doesn't even sound anything like him.
No.
When do any of our impressions ever sound like anything?
They don't.
the closest has been Charles Bronson, and that's about it.
Now you need to drink now.
And also Nicolas Cage, because he hasn't made an appearance on this episode yet. Also, why wasn't I given a cigar? And also a lot of liquor in the liquor cabinet, because those were the two things you had to do to get me to star in your movie.
Nick, Nick, I heard that all it takes for you is like a trunk full of booze to get you to be in a movie. Is this correct?
That is very true. How else did I get to star in next The Wicker Man and Willy's Wonderland? Because I just drove up with a lot of alcohol and I was like, yes, I'll be in these movies.
Now, is that a car trunk full of alcohol or like a steamer trunk full of alcohol?
Obviously a steamer trunk, because I believe, because I'm a huge fan of steampunk and I want my alcohol to come in something with steam in it.
What is up with his jacket?
That's all the time I'm willing to commit to that bit.
Yes.
I mean, you could say if you want Nicolas Cage, but I don't know.
Also, at some point, Nicolas Cage month.
Every month is Nicolas Cage month.
I'm just stunned. Like, Ed Asner, 30 years ago, you know, bless his soul, passed away this year, and he looked exactly the same then as he did right up until he died. The man was ageless.
Mm. He spent his life as looking like a 60-year-old man.
Exactly. And he was only 25 at the time when they made this movie.
Meanwhile, still nothing has happened in this movie.
Meanwhile,
look at all... Oh, that's not snow, that's cocaine.
I thought that just said weed clothing.
Weed.
It's clothing that you can wear, and also smoke, if you light it up.
It's made of hemp.
Hemp clothing.
Oh no, she's got the sickness.
She's got the plague.
She's got that Jorona.
Uh-oh.
None of these kids are wearing masks.
Oh, shit. Put her into the oven!
No.
Wow.
They need to stop the spread of infection. I'm sorry.
Marcy, that is pure evil and you know it.
I didn't think the potatoes are boiling.
That's all right.
I apologize. That was a terrible joke.
Yes.
Bead would fuck her.
Only when she's like that sick.
Ew.
Well, okay. Bye, guys. Oh, my computer's freezing again. Oh, no.
The podcast has gone completely downhill.
Fucking Windows 11.
I'm blaming Bill Gates. Bangs.
Look at this little girl's bangs. They're weird. Look at the bangs!
Those aren't 1850 bangs.
No. None of this is, yeah, whatever. I apologize.
Oh, maybe if they... they should... They, her... My friend's mother wouldn't be sick if she just ate potatoes instead of cabbage.
Who's this dude?
We're just following random characters now.
Yeah,
see, this movie would make sense, like, with people looking for work, be set in the Depression, but this is, like, decades before. Mm. And this dude kind of looks like Chris Sarandon with a mustache.
I don't know who this dude's meant to be.
But he's got a bow, too! But a very faint one.
This movie would be a lot better if it was just a long episode of Quantum Leap and then Scott Bakula showed up.
Mm. Yes.
I look for work.
My name is Seamus McDonald Connolly Orion O'Neill.
My accent's better than that guy's. And it's bad.
Jesus.
Are you saying my whiskey is dirty?
Oh, no. He's like, I'm sorry, but Charles Bronson drank all our alcohol. We can't afford to pay anyone to work, so you have to do it for free. Now,
Say hello to me wife.
Now clean up that mess Art the Clown left in the toilet with this mop.
Ew. All right, I'm just going to make the assumption Richard Thomas... Oh, is that... that dude looks like Kevin Nash.
doesn't, but okay.
It's the Blade from AEW.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks more like him, actually.
Well, that's a weird shot. Going from under his crotch while he's sweeping.
Bede, how do you sweep?
Holy shit, it's that dude, that Canadian actor who's in every Canadian production ever.
So Bede.
And he was in Freddy, versus Jason too, the dude in the beanie. He played the sheriff. I recognize him.
Oh.
That's the sheriff from Freddy versus Jason. So there's two actors from that movie in this one.
Yeah, but this movie
must have been filmed together.
I want to hear about how you sweep with the broom.
How do I sweep?
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, that's a mop.
What do you do to mop then?
Well, I just go from left to right.
Oh, that's how it is, it?
Pretty much. Just like this.
When they dial an old timey phone, is it like you stick your finger in? And
oh no.
Oh fucking hell!
They don't. Oh, here we go.
There we go. Final selection.
This dude is going all Nicolas Cage and Willy's Wonderland on these guys.
Yeehaw, where the fight at?
How is it that all the action in this movie doesn't involve Charles Bronson?
Because he's old.
Fuck him up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do something. Uh-oh. He's got the ice. I don't know.
He's going to do the ice. He's going to do the ice challenge.
Oh, God. Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh.
Bully for ice.
Dramatic
this is the weirdest
music.
Fight ever. Okay, I found out who this actor is who I was talking about before. His name's Gary Chalk, I believe.
Oh.
He's been like in everything.
Oh, you see, because we're Irish, we just fight and get drunk. Because it's true.
It is true.
Sorry. That was mean.
And he also was the voice of Optimus Primal in the Beast Wars animated series, and he was also in Watchmen.
You know, if there's anything that needs, like, a reboot with modern technology, it's Transformers Beast Wars.
Well, they're making a movie.
That is unwatchable now. The animation is, like, food fight bad.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's actually a new Transformers movie coming out called Transformers Rise of the Beast, I think, and it's going to be on them. And Ron Perlman's voicing Optimus Primal.
Ooh.
This dude looks like a skinny, that dude back there who was mopping and doing old Nicolas Cage and
shit. He grabbed the rod and he moved it up and down, side to side.
Indeed. So what you do, you grab your mop and then you go cross and cross, you keep going really fast, and then eventually, you know, everything cleans up after itself.
Now, when you rinse your mop, do you have to, like, stroke up then down? And
yeah, that's what you do. If you want to make all the water come out, what you do is you put it in your bucket, and you stroke up and down really fast. You keep going and going and going until something squirts out.
You're an expert at that beat, aren't you?
Yes.
How do you use...
I do it a...
How do you use his old telephone? Because I'm not sure.
What you need to do is that you stick your finger in the dial and you keep going around in a circle in a motion until it eventually turns on. However, if you had a payphone, you keep doing that. You keep doing that. You keep going and doing that to turn it on, and then eventually you got to stick your fingers into the coin slot and keep going like that. Keep doing that, and then eventually, you know, you get coinage. You get some awesome surprises.
All you gotta do is you just gotta go, here's the shocking dark.
The shocking dark. Exactly. The shocking dark. Or it could be like this. Hey, this kid's handwriting is terrible.
Did you see this bullshit?
That's the joke that made me snort. Bloody hell. How far are we into this? 1 hour, 3 minutes. Woohoo!
Oh, thank Christ.
Oh, dear Lord, this movie.
Maybe there's a reason why this movie is not fondly remembered.
Yeah.
No!
Because I'm Charles Bronson, I don't shoot people in this movie.
Okay, according to
I can't respond to this letter. Yes, what? Sorry.
Well, according to the goof section of this goof. Movie on IMDb, goof, yes. Goof. The real Francis P. Church, who Charles Bronson plays in this film, and also wrote about the editorial in the Real Life article, he actually wasn't married when all this was happening. He got married after the publication of that editorial, and he had no children. So this movie is lying to us, damn it, by making him a widower.
Bullshit.
This movie is bullshit,
maybe they made
man.
Him a widower so Charles Bronson could relate to the character and have a reason that he was just constantly drinking alcohol through the whole movie.
That is true. But
and sitting down.
Exactly. And also, this movie, in terms of how infactual it is, Virginia's dad, Richard Thomas, the Irish guy, is depicted as a poor immigrant laborer, but the real life Mr. O'Halloran was actually a doctor, and the family was most likely upper middle class.
Wow.
Yeah, but the story doesn't sound as good unless it's from a poor family.
Exactly.
Because we have to boil some potatoes.
Boil some potatoes.
I apologize to all our Irish listeners.
I apologize to everybody because this movie is shit. And my jokes have gone way too far. But we have to entertain ourselves somehow.
Exactly. And also, in more inaccuracies, Ed Asner's character, who's the editor-in-chief, is the person that he's based on in real life. He didn't actually become the editor till 4 years after the publication of this letter.
Marcy, your jokes have gone a little too far. Just like my score right here, you can see an achievement work, which is a whole lot bigger than yours.
No.
So what you're saying is, Batch, is Marcy didn't go far enough to score.
I'm not saying anything like that. Especially with Graham here.
She put me through hell with a game I had to play. It was like Pikuniku or some shit.
Pikuniku.
I tried that for 5 seconds and I'm like, fuck this game. Next.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the like, co-op mode game. Is like, no. And then you're sitting there like, I can't do that. Now. Give me your fucking remote, I'll do it.
Well, nope. Since this movie is terrible, let's just talk about some of the stuff we played during Achievement War. That was good.
I gotta finish some of my games, though. They're too long.
This movie's like a who's who of every cliche like you would see in a late 19th century movie.
But...
I'm going to beat up this poor person because he doesn't have a mustache, he has a beard.
Jesus. Get off the street, old loony.
That's actually... Oh, I can't shoot him because he didn't kill my family.
All right, Batch, what was your favorite game that you played for October?
Oh, what was it? Here, let me bring up Game Pass on my computer because I forget the titles of half of them. I played a lot of them. Like, I've completed more games this month than I've ever done in
my life. Yeah. Pretty much.
And not just beat them, I've complete them, like, 100%, like, total achievements.
Yeah, I have a
It's been crazy. Okay, what is it called? I think The Artful Escape or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Where are we? Where's my achievement list? Let's take a quick look at that. Okay, so list of all the stuff I've completed this month. Bullet Beat, did that 100%. Full Throttle, did that 85%.
Yeah, I think I think
was... Switch, that was crazy.
Yeah, that game is insane.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Walking Dead Michonne, Walking Dead Season 2, Walking Dead Season 1. What else? Batman, The Enemy Within, Season 1 and 2. Those are fucking amazing games. Okay, we gotta talk about this butterfly bullshit. That all three of us did.
I copied what you guys did.
Oh, I know you did. Freaking butterfly bombs. This is gonna be outlawed next year for the Achievement War.
Yeah, I'm like, holy shit.
That barely qualifies as a game. The Gardens Between, 100%. Donut Country, Graham, I heard that's one of your favorite games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are you doing, Donut Country, Graham?
You grow a big hole and you eat everything. It's like a big fucking vagina. It just opens wide up, stretches wide, and then it just goes...
I'm trying not to accuse myself laughing.
I mean, so Batch, tremendous. if you were in the game, it would eat you, Batch.
Oh yeah.
She swallowed Joel.
Oh, dude, like, I 100%ed in that game.
I got 100% in that game. I got 100%.
That end boss?
The Gardens Between.
Fuck that end boss, though. I will say, fuck that end boss.
Oh my god, it took me forever to work out how to do it. And then when I worked it out, easy. Oh my god.
And not get and the thing is, you can't take any damage either. That's what got me.
You needed the, yeah, yeah. The Gardens Between was really good. I got, what did I get? 88% on Doom 64. I got 79 on Full Throttle.
The one you need to play that I 100% it was the most fucked up game, The Procession to Calvary. Play that game because I want to know what you think.
Oh, well,
it is weird.
Yeah, I tried my best at Five Nights at Freddy's, but fuck, it gets hard.
Yeah,
I got 45% on the first one.
I think my favorite game I beat this month was The Artful Escape.
I actually really enjoyed Day of the Tentacle. I think I missed maybe one or two achievements because some of them were really hard. What Remains of Edith Finch destroyed me, but I got 100%.
Yeah, that was really powerful too. Like that last moment when you find out what the story really was.
Yeah, killed me. Call of the Sea, I actually had so much fun with. I really liked that game. I got 100 on that. 100 on Walking Dead Michonne because that was really good.
These fucking Telltale games, holy shit. The choices you have to make, and the fact that they carry over from season to season.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting when I get there. I played The Little Acre. I got 82 on that. Donut Country was 100. Mortal Kombat, I got 71 on Mortal Kombat 11. I had, like, barely any achievements. Piku Niku, we got to 80. Untitled Goose Game, I did 58%. Walking Dead Season 1, 72%. And Tell Me Why, I'm on 45%. So I look forward to finishing that. Doing the Batman. Lots of really good games. I recommend Game Pass.
Yeah, and I bought Guardians, the new Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm thoroughly enjoying that.
I want to try that too. Virginia, well, again, this is my rose in the bin. Back to the movie.
This is my booze stash in the garbage over here.
Exactly.
I need to drink more alcohol or not be an alcoholic and kill people again.
First of all, I only just threw one bottle away. There's at least five more in my pocket.
Oh, yes. She's going to become an alcoholic now.
And she was stalking him?
I don't know. Graham, do you have any idea what's going on in this movie or have you just been listening to us the whole time?
I've been listening and I've been working at the same time and no, I don't know what's going on in this movie.
I'm Charles Bronson and I don't know how to type.
I'm going to type a better script than this movie.
Yeah, this movie's fucking bullshit.
I'm going to write that there's more me and killing people.
Can we get a Death Wish game?
Have we ever pulled the trigger on a commentary halfway through yet? I think it's going to happen eventually on this show. There's going to be a movie that, like halfway through, we're like, nah, I don't think so. And we'll just, like, pull the shoot on it and end the commentary right there.
I mean, I'm so tempted to, but there's, like, 20 minutes left, so.
Yeah.
Hey, B, and you can't do it. I demand you to watch my movie.
Hey, B, yes, do you remember when we watched Virtual Girl?
Oh, jeez. How can we ever forget Virtual Girl? How can we ever forget Virtual Girl?
That movie was fucking weird.
I think we had that on the poll, like the Patreon.
I put it on one
poll
of the polls, but it didn't win, yeah.
We might have to bring that back.
Yeah, Bede, how do you go on the computer to get a Virtual Girl?
Well, what you do is that you stick your disc inside the hard drive. You make sure it's in there very hard, and then you keep pressing her buttons until you get a Virtual Girl.
Well, that's how it works, is it?
Oh, look, it's there's Shirley. There's Shirley Winters again.
There's not
Shirley
Winters.
Ah, Shirley Winters.
Have we only had Shirley Winters in the one movie for this? Because we did. She was in The Visitor, right?
Yeah, she was in The Visitor. Yeah.
Mm.
It was the only movie she's been in. I mean, that we've commented on. Yeah, on the podcast. And I just had a look on Tubi. Unfortunately, the Bruce Willis Death Wish is not on Tubi.
Damn it.
It should be.
It should be one day. I've not seen it, but I think it's probably shit enough to be on this podcast.
It has to really say something when Bruce Willis is sleepwalking through it as much as Charles Bronson is in this movie. Probably even more so.
Yeah, but we all know Bruce Willis died in like 1999.
I think Bruce Willis died in 2012.
I've never seen that movie.
I think one month we'll have to do like Bruce Willis month, but it's only going to be like the straight to VOD.
The ones where he's in it for like 2 seconds.
Yes.
The ones he sleep through.
Yes. We'll watch one and be like, yeah, that's it for the month. Where he's like second fiddle to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's like second fiddle to people like Jesse Metcalf and also Chad Michael Murray and Paul Thomas Glazer. No, wait, that's her name. Mark Paul Glazer. I keep forgetting his name.
Mark Paul Glazer?
Yeah, that's it. Paul Michael Glazer is the guy from Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. He directed something we watched, didn't he?
Ah, The Running Man.
That's right. That's right.
And also, wife, why do you look at least 80 years old?
Oh, poor bitch. She's only a Canadian 50.
I should have married someone rich. I should have married that rich doctor like me mom told me to.
I'm running out of faith. Nobody wants to hire me.
I started both this and it back to back. Where the fuck is happening to my career?
And this is why I didn't become a good actor. No, that's mean.
Unfortunately,
who the fuck are these two?
Yeah, I don't know. They're Irish
parrots.
The Irish parrots.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this movie.
No,
me either,
and I've been paying attention, not really, the whole time. I have no idea.
Better not be a Charles. You're under arrest for being too Irish for this movie.
And we shaved off our moustaches because we didn't like them.
Yes. Why isn't Bruce Greenwood in this movie? If there's a lot of Canadian actors in this film, Bruce Greenwood should have been in it.
Why they have to take him to the station from not Val Kilmer 1 and 2?
Because he was in the miniseries. That's why he's arrested him. And also, your mole is too distracting. It's taking up too much of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we believe that Charles Bronson hid one of his bottles inside your mole.
We think he hid one in your wife.
No. And maybe one inside your children as well. We're going to have to open them up and get the bottle out. Getting thirsty.
I make one joke, you go ew, but then you take it further to be even more ew.
Yeah, but when I do it, it's charming.
No, it's not.
She looks like a crack addict.
Jesus. These were hard times, alright?
No fucking excuse.
Extra, extra! Charles Bronson ran out of alcohol.
Yeah. Charles Bronson learned how to type.
Is this the only outfit this guy has?
Yes.
Yes.
He just puts all his clothes on every day.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we're gonna get that costume to Bede.
Can we give him a wedgie?
Yes. An atomic wedgie.
I'm gonna fight this nerd, and I'm gonna give him a big, massive wedgie.
Isn't this their own newspaper? Why are they like, they know what they put on it?
What the fuck is a newspaper?
See, what newspapers were back in the day before we had the internet?
You wipe your ass with it.
Yes, exactly.
When we had the great toilet paper shortage of 2020.
Yes. 2021.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's what we had to use for toilet paper. And that's what we had to use for toilet paper.
The toilet.
Also, Also, children, make sure to grab the newspaper. I need some nappies for the baby.
I was gonna say the same joke.
Fucking tight asses.
They're poor. Leave them alone.
They can't help it if they're Irish and poor.
If they were poor, they would be living in a fucking cardboard box, for fuck's sake.
Well, that is true.
All their money goes to living in a house so they don't freeze for the winter.
Are you saying cardboard boxes can't be warm as well?
Yes. I don't know. Have you tried one, Bede?
I'm going to try one next winter. damn it. There's no alcohol inside this envelope.
No, I just put my pocket stole my hooch.
He's pulling out his wank watch again.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, he
that's
took
right.
The photo
wife.
Out.
Yeah.
He took the photo. Right.
He had it in the bathroom with him while I was having a wank.
Oh, ew. Fuck off. That's gross.
Or I can't stand her looking at me when I jerk off looking at my watch.
Yes. I know some people like to watch themselves, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, fucking no.
And also.
Oh my god, he's giving the nerd the pocket watch. He bought him a pocket watch.
I want you to hold this watch because when it hits midnight, that's when I'm going to fucking wedgie you, you fucking nerd. And also, he's going to take his wife's pictures. He's going to take his wife's pictures out of the watch and put a picture of a whiskey bottle in there.
No, he puts a picture of his Glock 35. I don't know if that's even a weapon.
This dude should have been played by Ted Raimi. Look at him.
I just want to punch him in the face.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
He kind of looks like Where's Wally. In a way.
He does.
Where's Wally?
Everyone's wearing the exact same outfit in this movie. This is the budget for all the outfits. They couldn't afford other outfits.
Nah. They just raided the theater department of the school. Somewhere in Canada.
It was the school theater apartment.
Yeah, it was. Just some random high school they stumbled across.
Yes.
I've been smoking this cigar for 50 years. For 50 years.
Okay, I think I figured it out. I think I figured out the connection. We can go from this movie back to Beyond Reanimator.
Well, actually, hey, go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
No, you go first. What's your connection?
That weird guy with the mop. I thought he looked a little bit like Jeffrey Combs, so maybe he's like an ancestor of Herbert West.
Ooh, I do like that. Mm. I was thinking something similar, but since Charles Bronson is a journalist and Elsa Pataky's character was a journalist in Reanimator, maybe Charles Bronson is her ancestor as well.
Mm. Actually, they both could be.
Okay, now, children, prepare. I need you to finish up making your human centipede.
It's like, we don't have money for anything, but we have all this money for paper.
Look at that tree.
Yeah, I want to put up my Christmas tree now.
What a fucking shit tree.
Where did you get this tree? I stole it from the neighbors. And also their presents.
And I took their Christmas presents because they're jerks.
That poor bitch. Sorry,
God. I was going to say, I do like the fact that the kids don't actually have an accent, but I suppose if they were born in America, they wouldn't have an Irish accent.
Yeah.
True, true. It's very true. And here's the snake that I'm going to feed to the... Going to... give to the family. Oh, it's a kitten!
It's a kitten!
This is our Christmas dinner tonight, kids.
No! No!
What, some cat souffle?
No! I kill you!
Alright, we'll have a cat pie, like in Young Einstein.
I will kill you. No. They've called
now,
the
remember,
potato.
Now, I want you to know, children, we only bought this cat because you both have illnesses, you're going to die, and we had this cat to replace you as our real child.
You both have the plague. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I just saw, like, this has nothing to do with this, but I just saw that Steve Buscemi for Halloween dressed up as his meme of himself, like the teenager, like with the red basketball.
Yes! Yes!
Hell yes.
Greetings, young fellow. I can't remember what the meme is.
Hello, yeah. Fellow children.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You have to send me the link.
Can someone make a meme of that picture, but instead of Steve Buscemi's face, it's Charles Bronson's face? Yes. Hello there, hello there, fellow children. Be careful. I'm going to shoot you. You killed my family.
That's what Robert Bronzy should be doing.
Yes. Tom Donnelly, Connolly, Ryan, or...
Every single Irish name you can think of. Maria's mother would be my grandmother, because that's my mother's name, Maria. Hello, mother. Also, not that you listen to the podcast.
Melody. Melody. Yeah, why isn't anyone named Melody in this movie? Melody.
Melody.
I know the with the time frame it doesn't jive, but why is there no fried chicken in this movie?
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Is this an ad?
Are we getting an ad?
We've got an ad.
Our first ad at an hour 24.
Oh, it's in this movie.
It's for the gardening tools. Again.
I don't have a gun in this time period, so I'm going to use gardening tools.
He's
going to
use the chain. We're back.
And we're back.
At zero, apparently, according to my Tubi, which is not going anywhere. There we go. Hour 24:50. Play.
Yep.
I'm going to use this lawn equipment to blow everyone away.
For some reason, it's not coming back.
No. Tim is like, we want to spare you these last 10 minutes.
There we go. We're at 1 hour, 24:15. I'm sorry.
Tim knows we're doing a commentary, and he's like, nope, okay, you guys have had enough. We'll cut it for you.
I apologize. Tubi really does, acted up a little bit. No. Oh.
Too many Irish jokes.
It's stalling on us. No.
Stay there, Graham. What did you do to my internet?
I'm sorry, too much red tube.
Thanks, Graham.
Okay, what's the time down?
It killed us with ads. We're at 1 hour, 24 minutes, 42 seconds. Hopefully,
I can't believe we went through this entire movie and then the ad. Hello, Henry.
Hello, King Henry.
Hello.
Hello.
Henry wants to see the cat as well.
Henry.
I got roast a cat with some chestnuts.
No.
That's all we can afford. We're Irish.
Now, excuse me. Do you have a dial so I can figure the phone?
No!
Bede, you sound like a pro at fingering phones.
I love figuring.
He's gonna get. He's gonna make the phone sex toy for Love Honey and Wild Secrets.
Come in, it's gonna be available in time for Christmas.
Get now, the Daddy, phone dial I got of your dreams.
Now, so, Daddy, with those old timey phones, you hold it up to your ear and the big hole. That's where you put your dick in, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's how you had phone sex back in the day.
Now, the hole's going to be big enough, so instead of putting your finger in to turn the dial, you can stick your dick in and turn the dial.
And they made it extra big just so, you know.
Yes.
Because it is at Asner.
Mm.
Yes.
We know that he's probably packing heat, so.
Now, Daddy, I got you a subscription to Love Honey. I hope you like it.
But Mom's a prude, so you have to get a fleshlight.
We all know Mom's gonna be dead in 6 months, so you can find something there to make you happy.
She got the plague. Because she's a crack addict.
They can't afford sex toys, so they have to use kitchenware.
No!
Just don't use the grater.
Ew. No! He uses that lamp.
No!
And then he says it's ectoplasm. Marcy,
Marcy, do you want to hear another Halloween joke?
No. Yes.
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 Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Ah.
Ah, who?
Ah, who?
Well, Werewolves of London.
No.
Okay, Virginia, your letter is in the newspaper. Okay, the letter you sent in the newspaper is in here, and it says, is there a Santa Claus? It says, yes, Santa Claus is real, and I shot him because he killed my family.
Finally. Stop drinking, so thank you, Virginia.
Virginia, you soaked my alcoholism.
Your shitty handwriting stopped me from... made me realize I needed to be a better writer.
Yeah, why does that little kid look like Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
He really does. It's weird. He looks like puppet Matt Damon.
So this whole movie has been building up to this, like, the answer to this question that, Little Virginia wrote to Charles Bronson, and it literally comes in the last 5 minutes of this movie.
Yep.
Now, my question is, and this is something I always figure out with any movie that is based on a true story, is this story really worth making a movie about?
No. Maybe
no.
We're missing something, because this is like a 7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Maybe it's something if we actually paid attention to it, we would probably be crying by the end of it or something like that.
Probably crying of boredom.
No.
Or just crying.
Well, Marcy's out.
Oh, look, the neighbors are showing up. We should have
no enjoyment except.
Where's the postman there? Why is the postman there?
Well, Marcy's already crying because when she looks at this number, it's not as big as mine.
Who are these? Where are they coming from? They're coming out of the woodwork.
They come for the orgy.
Ew.
Oh. That's what happens in diesel time. Come to meet the little girl and shoot her.
You had
made
orgy.
I just realized your father was the one who killed my family. Now I have to kill him. They're just showing up to hear this letter being read, and they're just like, who the fuck are you people? How did you get inside our house?
Yeah, I know, right? What is going on?
They're here for the cat.
You stole my cat. I'm going to go John Wick on you.
What they don't realize is that there's a bottle of whiskey inside that cat. And I want that whiskey.
Damn it, Charles Bronson. Are you alright there?
Why are they walking in? What? They just walked in and invited.
How is that making you... Jesus. The weirdest thing has broken me.
Why are they there? I'm like crying right now.
Peter,
how do they know where they live? How does Charles Bronson know where they live?
He asked around town.
Well, the girl did write a letter, and the address was on it.
I know that, but why is everyone else there? Why the fuck is that postman we only met for 2 seconds there?
Because he felt like he needed to go there.
I wanted to go there so that I could give the kids some candy and lead them back to my van.
Are they even aware anyone walked into their house?
No, obviously not.
Okay.
There's American flags all over the Christmas tree.
Why does Santa have a tree coming out of his ass?
He's got a Santa Claus. All legit has a stick up his ass.
Kinky times.
And they never acknowledged everyone just walked into their house.
They just showed up and they're like, God.
God damn you, Bede, for making me watch this movie.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck this movie.
This is just whatever. Whatever did we
They do? Got all their presents. They all got their presents from Love, Honey, and Wild Secrets this year.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, it's the rabbit from Donnie Darko.
No, it's the rabbit from giant Love, Honey.
Ew. I got these kinky... Oh, here, Virginia, I got these kinky boots from Love, Honey.
Ew. Ew.
I'm still crying.
Oh my god.
Where's that episode coming from?
Thank fuck, it's
god.
Over.
God, finally. God damn it.
Can I have my 2 hours of life back, please?
Look, there's like a message at the end of this movie to tell us about what happened, and the Tubi's like, you know what? Let's just go. Let's get to the next movie. We don't need to suffer our audience for this.
All right, I'm stopping it. Next up, the Christmas gift. Apparently,
I'm angry. Why am I angry?
That was terrible. Why did we watch this?
I like how the Christmas movie was the one that made us all angry.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yes, Virginia. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus in this movie. It's full of crap.
Well,
Charles Bronson was drinking more alcohol than shooting people.
Well, that's a wrap. Okay.
We know a lot of people listen to this show. If you want us to like cancel Bronson Month, let us know on our social media and we'll do something else.
Oh, no, we're going to continue Bronson Month because we only have to do 3 movies. Until we get to our Patreon.
I'm finding something that has killing people in it.
That shouldn't be too hard. This is probably like the rare Charles Bronson movie where nobody dies in it.
Yeah.
Yes, that was... yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
I hope all of our listeners enjoyed us experiencing this movie.
They probably
and being
don't.
Very hostile. And very, very, and being very hostile towards it. And probably for good reason. Mm-hmm. But thank you to both Marcy and Batch for being awesome co-hosts, as always. And also thank you, Graham, for coming on the podcast and joining us and watching this movie.
Thanks, guys. It was fun.
But Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
You can find us at supermarcy.com. You can look up the Super Network on all your social medias and you will find us there. And you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy or letterboxed at super_marcy. And fuck off, Batch, again.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me starting my championship reign every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop 4D network, where me and the one and only Mr. Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day.
And people want to find me personally, they can follow me at Twitter at twitter.com/bjamine, or my personal writers page on Facebook at facebook.com/terribleaussie. And of course, find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with my reviews and columns. And so that is the end of this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout for next week, which will be Marcy's Charles Bronson pick. Or affiliated pick, I should say.
I haven't decided yet, but I want to find something with action and killing. So I'm going to go look at all the different Tubies and find out. But
yes.
Thank you, Mr. Super Marcy, for half joining us for the show. I know it's probably overwhelming because you were working and you don't have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. But you made it. You did it. You survived.
No problems.
You know what the 2B Tuesdays is all about.
Exactly. But so stay tuned for the episode to the podcast next week, which will, of course, will be Marcy's pick. No, actually, no, it's Batch's pick.
It's Batch's, why actually, did I think... yeah. I haven't decided.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yet.
Yes, that's right. I keep forgetting. Batch, it's your pick next week. So
I will find something a little bit more violent than this episode.
Yes.
Yes. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see you all next Tuesday. See you, everybody. Bye.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
I'm the real champ.
See you next Tuesday.
I'm the champ. I'm the champ. I'm the champ. I win. Shut up.
Nope.
Yes.
Now let's take a look at a young Charles Bronson's brief stint replacing Andy Griffith in The Andy Griffith Show.
Where's Otis? He's not in his cell.
I shot him.
Well, that's... What?
Now I'm going down to Emmett's Fix-It Shop to fix Emmett.
We'll be right back.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.